Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
.552 now here in Houston's Morning News. All right. All of these pro-Hamas demonstrations going on our college campuses at places like Elite Ivy League schools are certainly putting the administrations of these colleges and universities between a rock and a hard spot, because they've got donors who are saying, we're not going to write checks to you anymore. Some guy, I'm trying to remember which Ivy League school it was, said, take my name off that scholarship. He doesn't want to have anything to do with it at this point. So I think it's starting to get their attention.
I believe it was Cornell.
I think you're probably right. But here's something to consider in all this. What about the parents? You know, do the parents share any blame? I mean, these kids are not operating in a vacuum, and these parents should know what their kids are about before they send them off to school, or what's happening to them once they get there. Joining us to talk about is Winfield Myers, managing editor at Middle East Forum. I haven't heard anybody blame parents for what's happening on our college campuses. Do they deserve some of the blame here, Winfield?
Good morning. Yes, they do deserve some of the blame. They are themselves the products very often of K-12 and university educations that were politicized. They were indoctrinated, not educated. And so in many ways, these students that we see protesting in favor of terrorism, which seems inconceivable, are chips off the old block. They are reflecting the kind of lack of moral compass that their parents raised them with. They were raised to succeed, to fit into the upper middle and upper classes that they were raised in. And in doing that, they adopt thoughtlessly, just as if they were adopting a fashion clothing, they adopt fashionable ideologies. And part of that today involves, and has for a long time, an anti-Israel, anti-Western, anti-American pose. A lot of them believe it to their marrow. Some of them will probably, I hope, outgrow it, as some of the 60s radicals outgrew it. But they go to college campuses, and this is what's expected of all of them. They come home, this is what is expected of them. It's the sea they swim in. And so there's no escape for them in many ways. And of course, a lot of it has to do with their professors. Their professors very often encourage this, particularly in Middle East studies, which we monitor at the Middle East Forum. And so in many ways, it's shocking, but if you follow this for a long time, and if you have watched the college curricula decline decade after decade, it's shocking, but then again, it's not.
Well, what are the parents to do? I mean, you can try cutting off the money, but what does that do? I mean, they go out and get a student loan. A lot of the protests are being paid for by outside funders and sources. What can a parent actually do?
So the first thing a parent can do is find their own inner moral compass and object. Because, as I just said, I think a lot of these students are doing what they were raised to do. I don't know that a lot of the parents are objecting to this in that particular slot. Now, we're not talking about, say, second-tier or regional universities, community colleges. You'll probably see less of that in those kind of places, although it's hardly absent from them, because the faculty, even in places like that, are themselves politicized. And so when you send your kid to a school like that, they're going to be very often indoctrinated by professors who believe fully that Israel is a victimizing country, that, remember, victimology is now the be-all and end-all of many elements of higher education.
Yeah.
The more you can claim yourself to be a victim, the purer you are, the more morally pure you are. So what can parents do? Wake up, ask your kids what they're doing. You know, we saw a lot of this during COVID. When parents saw what their kids were learning online, they objected. Maybe there's some possibility for that, too. It's different because this is a smaller demographic we're talking about here, particularly in the elite colleges. But ask them about it. If you know your child is out protesting in favor shooting children in the head and cutting their heads off and putting babies in ovens and all this, maybe you ought to talk to them about that and ask them, as I said yesterday, what the hell's wrong with you? Why are you doing this? We didn't raise you this way.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, some of them were raised this way.
Yep,
that's
some of them were.
Even more intractable problem.
You're right. There's nothing you can do about the ones that were raised that way. But the parents who know better, talk to your kids. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. That is Winfield Myers, Managing Editor of Middle East Forum.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.